Chapter 1. Denver, Colorado, 1875. Adele Hilton stumbled a little bit as she stepped off the train in Denver. She balanced herself by clutching the railing even tighter, then took a deep breath and straightened her shoulders. She needed to collect herself. She needed to stay strong. Everything depended on her ability to maintain her wits. This was it, the end of the line, or at least as far as she could go on the train fare her aunt had given her at the funeral. "Take this," the old woman had whispered as she pressed the folded bills into Adele's hand. "Take this and get as far away from here as you can. Go now, don't delay. Then send a telegram or a letter to that Kettering fellow, your father's lawyer. He'll see to things from there." At first, Adele had brushed off her aunt's warning. Matilda Hilton had always been a little bit unusual, and Adele had figured this was just another of her delusions. But that night after the funeral, when all the well-wishers had gone home and Adele was left alone in the empty and echoing house, a bullet had been shot right past her head. It missed her by inches, embedding in the wooden paneling of the library wall instead. It must have come through the open window. The window she didn't recall leaving ajar. And that was enough to convince her. She'd grabbed a satchel from the luggage closet, stuffed it full, and left immediately, taking only the necessities and her mother's jewelry. Now, 2 days later, here she was in Denver, a place she'd never visited before, entirely alone and terrified. She had no idea who had tried to kill her, or why, and she didn't know if they'd try again, and if they were looking for her. Perhaps they'd only wanted to scare her away and they'd forget about her now that she was gone. But how could she know that? They, whoever they were, might be watching her even that minute. They might have ridden the same train, gotten off at the same stop. A chill raced down her spine and she shivered. She couldn't think that way. She had to focus on finding some lodging and then some dinner. Once those two needs were met, she'd be able to think about things more rationally. A decent night's sleep was also badly needed, but she didn't imagine she'd get one of those until her nerves had calmed a bit. She stepped down the length of the train and fetched her luggage from the porter, who had just removed it from the baggage car. Then she glanced around the platform and spotted an older gentleman wearing the uniform of the railroad. Gray hair stuck out from beneath his cap at all angles, and the round spectacles on the end of his nose gave him a rather comical look.
"Excuse me, sir," she said, approaching him. "I wonder if you know much about Denver."
He peered at her.
"Yes, ma'am, I do. Lived here before it was even an official town, and I'll likely die here. But not today. Nope, I'm fit as a fiddle today. Name's Abernathy. Mr. Charles Q. Abernathy, station master. What can I do for you?"
Adele couldn't help but smile, even though her stomach was still tied in anxious knots. "Could you point me to a reputable boarding house or hotel?" He glanced at her appraisingly.
"It's the Broad Street boarding house you'll be wanting from the looks of you. It's run by Mrs. Sophia and Sybil Cartwright, two spinster ladies. Sisters, you see, and as reputable as they come. Neither one of them ever married, so they started up the boarding house for some income. It's for ladies only. They don't even allow male visitors unless they stay in the parlor with a minimum of 2 chaperones. And no cigars, no sir. You go within 20 yards of that place with a cigar, and they'll send Mary after you. She's their cook, and as ornery as they come. Why, she's better than a guard dog, that one is."
Adele smiled again. Mr. Abernathy had told her more than she'd wanted to know, but she was charmed by him.
"Thank you. Which direction?"
"You head down this road here, turn left at the white fence with all the purple irises, and then head down to the blue house with the geese. Don't go near the geese. They're meaner than second-day forage. Go past that house until you see the big white one up ahead. It's a pretty thing. White columns and doodads in front.